This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.
Do you drive a vehicle? Then you'll find autocorrect helpful, especially on Coach Charlie's Tip of the Week. Listen to our podcast with me, Coach Charlie Melton, on any podcasting platform or on the MPB Public Media app.
Hello, thanks for tuning in to Everyday Tech on MPB Think Radio. Abram Nanny here with my friend Sabir Abdul-Haq, an IT expert. You know, we often talk about games on the show, and with that, we've brought up the biggest consoles there are, like Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. One thing we've yet to discuss, however, is actually the platform with the biggest player base. And what would that be? As it turns out, it's your smartphone. So today we're going to look at the most popular mobile games of all time as of 2024. Email everydaytech@mpbonline.org. Now, Sabir, I've got you in person with me today. How is it going, man? How you doing?
Oh, it's just been, as usual, one foot in front of the other, fighting fires. Had some vendor issues we were working on, but we were able to get everything squared away for some of my end users, and just happy to be here. It's definitely been a time. I haven't seen your face.
I know.
It's been over a month, man.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Not face to face.
Yeah, we've had the webcam up, but it doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count, man. Love, man. Gotta have the love.
Yeah. So work's been a little stressful today?
Not stressful. It's just a matter of once you have things in order and you understand how things can operate or whatever, it's just a matter of just putting together the pieces and executing, really. Right. So I say fighting fires, but I'm not scared about being burned, put it that way. So it's always about,
dude, you came out spitting bars
hey,
this
man,
morning.
Bars, real talk. But nah, it's been plenty to do, but not really about being burned. It's just a matter of if you've got great end users, they know the system, they know the process, they say, hey, come help me with XYZ. They rely upon me to take care of their stuff, and we're gonna get it going. Keep pushing.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yep. Well, we actually have our first question for you already.
Okay.
We got Susan in Northwest Mississippi with a question about Microsoft. Susan, what's going on?
Hey, Susan.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I know this is off topic. I told the call screener doesn't have to do with the computer gaming.
Nah.
That's our goal, is to take your questions instead. We're just talking about stuff, whatever, in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I got a big technical problem. I'm on my third desktop computer. It's an HP, and I love it. I've had no problems with it generally, but as you know, Microsoft stopped supporting my operating system, Windows 7, back like 2017.
Yeah.
And there's a glitch in it, and I haven't been able to download any of the security updates, the patches, any of that. I have been able to, I've gotten by 7 years updating. I'm on Microsoft Security Essentials antivirus software program. But now I hate Microsoft now. I'm not a fan of it because they cut off supports for the antivirus program that I really love, that MSC program, back in, I think, December. So now I'm biting my nails going, what do I do? The only thing I can think of to do is I'll have to uninstall this HP and buy a new computer, but I don't know how to transfer the data from this third desktop to when I have to go out shop and buy a fourth desktop. Do you know how the easiest way I can go about doing a transfer, and you know, what kind of computer you recommend people buying?
Yeah,
like I love this HP. I don't do the streaming and watch movies and all. I just basically do email, do a lot of web surfing research, emailing, that type of stuff thing, kind of just kind of streamlined there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, good morning, Susan. So I think first things first, anytime you're using any computer or any operating system, you said Windows 7. You're using Windows 7. Windows 7 was great. However, when you're using it past its life, past the time that Microsoft is supporting it, you are, the longer you're using it. Now, it'd be one thing if you were just using it in your home and it never got on the internet. If you just used it in your home, you never checked your email, you never did online research, you never paid bills. I've got, sooner rather than later, I need you to get that offline, that computer offline. Why? Because when your computer's no longer, when you're using a no longer supported operating system, your device is open to be compromised. It's open to be breached. It's open to be hacked. Windows is actively telling you, we're no longer supporting this security-wise. And if it's no longer supporting it security-wise, it's almost like it's almost like imagine if a bank closed but left they left all the doors open and the money in the vault. Guess what's about to happen? So you're really I recommend you keep that computer offline. Now, if your computer, roughly when did you purchase it, Susan?
It was in, I'd say, the summer of 2015.
Okay. So if you're summer of 2015, the good news, so that was the bad news, unfortunately. You need to stay offline. Do not use Windows 7 anymore. The good news is summer of 2015, I feel pretty confident that your computer can update to Windows 10, which is what Windows is actively using now. You can probably pull up, if you feel pretty tech savvy about it, it's not hard to create what's called an image disk and to update your computers to Windows 10, Now, you got to be careful so you don't accidentally wipe out your files. But short answer, you can image your computer to Windows 10 for if you feel pretty tech savvy, you feel pretty tech confident, you can do it. Or touch base with your local IT guy or gal and have them do it for you. I do not think it'll be a very serious cost. And that will work a lot better for you. And I also recommend Microsoft Security Essentials is good, but me personally, I highly recommend Avast, A-V-A-S-T. Avast free antivirus. It also comes with a free firewall, which is very good. I've tried to actually break it. I've actually, in my opinion, like you're only as good as stuff that you use if you're breaking it on purpose. And yep. I try to break it, and I've tried other products, and either they will get hit with a virus that I put on it, like a low level virus, or I will break the security that they have. Microsoft is good, but Avast is really good. It'll say, Susan, you're putting a virus on me. Why are you doing this? Don't do this. You know, right. It'll warn you. But I highly recommend Avast. Security Essentials is cool, but Avast is better, in my opinion.
I don't mean to interrupt, but before I forget, sure. When I did minimal research on this, you know, have to migrate mm-hmm. to like from a Windows 7 to Windows 10 or 11 mm-hmm. computer. Mm-hmm. They said, I think they really killed off this MSE software program mm-hmm. and that they encourage Microsoft wants you to go and maybe it comes preloaded on your computer. Mm-hmm. It's called Windows Defender.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. It's called Defender now. Yes, ma'am. Because Defender used to be the name of the firewall service, but they just went ahead and made Defender be all of the internal onboard, soon as you get it, what we call out-of-the-box experience, O-O-O-O-B-E. The out-of-the-box experience is Defender. Now, sometimes you may have a McAfee, you may have a Norton that might be installed on a computer, but just getting it from Microsoft, it will have Windows Defender on it. So that's the one. Windows Defender is okay, but it needs to be shored up by an actual program. And those are out of the other ones that are out there on the market. Avast is the one I highly, highly, highly recommend. I use it in my home office. I use it for all of my clients. Avast can do no wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if you guys knew what all Sabir dealt with, yeah, you would
you'd be like, okay. But Avast is really good, and they constantly send you information about things that you should look out for on the computing environment. So I hope I answer your question about Windows 7 and also with the Microsoft Security Essentials. Go ahead.
Well, so I guess with this, what you're saying is my HP thing, even though it's a 2015 computer, it's not too old to be, like, you don't recommend mine instead just ditching it and buying a new computer and doing a data transfer from the third to the fourth computer?
Correct. I don't really recommend. You don't have to. I'm going to put it this way. You don't have to. You don't have to. If you want to, that's up to you. You don't have to. And I can't speak to what other people charge. I know if I'm doing a data migration and a file upgrade, I charge maybe $75 for that. It's not a big deal to go ahead and update that and to do it. I hope an IT guy or gal in your area would not charge you gobs of money, $150, $200. That's way too much. Mm-hmm.
Last time they charged me $100 for tech support. And then the computer cost me about at least $500, this HP.
So the other thing I want to say briefly also is that, shop around. And I don't always recommend touching bases with some of these big box stores. Even if you were to come down here to Jackson, it's a little bit of a stretch, but you come down here to Jackson, you can look me up on Google, or there's other spots I know in Hattiesburg and locally that can take care of you. That'll probably save you a lot more money versus going to some of these big box stores that'll charge you $100 just to look at your computer. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. People don't got that kind of money. But and then also real quick, briefly, to migrate your files over, all you need is a thumb drive. You can copy your files. You would go inside your computer, use your thumb drive to copy your files on what's called your profile, your Windows profile. You'd copy all the folders like documents and videos and all those different things, pictures. You would copy it over there. And if you did decide to get another computer, look back at some of our old episodes, like our Christmas, our holiday stuff, where we talked about exactly what kind of computers we would recommend. Or if you email us at Everyday Tech.
Yeah.
If you email us, we can get into specifics more.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll have to look at the podcasting.
Yeah, you can, or just email us your question. Yes. And we can give you a far either more detailed or answer.
If you would like to listen to the podcast, I believe it's called Holiday Tech Deals of 2023.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Oh, okay. Correct. Okay, thank you. Yep. Well, thank you so much.
No problem, but don't get rid of that computer. I think you're okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Susan, for calling in. I was going to say we could take a break, but we've had Cindy waiting on the line for quite a while. Okay. So Cindy and Past Christiane, you're having a little bit of a problem with your screen on your computer?
Yeah, I am. It recently happened a couple weeks ago where it'll be fine. I'll look at it. It'll be just fine. And then it just suddenly turns really bright pink and green, kind of light pastel. But I can't even read through it, you know. I can't even, the fonts, everything turned pink. And so I don't know much about computers, but I tried everything online on YouTube and stuff. And then I finally just went ahead and washed it, power washed it or whatever.
Power cycle?
And what's that?
Did you say power cycled it? Like you turned it off, turned it back on?
Oh, I did that, but that didn't work. So in the Google settings, it said I could power wash it back to its original settings.
Okay. Okay.
But in the process, so I did that.
Okay.
And in the process, I did lose some pretty important files, which I don't know how to get that back if I can ever. But it didn't work. It's still pink.
Gotcha.
Even after that.
Okay. So so you power washed it and you wiped everything. So one quick question. How long have you had this computer? Has it been, do you think it's been exposed to like the elements? This is a Chromebook?
It is Chromebook. And it's probably 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I very seldom take it out or anything. It's usually like sitting in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I take it out on the patio, but very seldom.
Gotcha. Okay. So my only thing is, like, it's possible it might be due to age, or a lot of times if it's been brought up to cold or extreme heat, I've seen that happen. If this was a regular desktop computer, I would think that the cables were loose. But it's possible that some of the wires inside of the computer may have been bent. If you put your Chromebook inside of a bag like chassis down enough times, you could potentially bump one of the wires inside of your computer that might cause that. That's the first thing I'm thinking about. I think that there's been some kind of chassis damage or some kind of the cabling or the monitor itself, the display damage itself may either have been exposed to heat or cold longer than it would have liked. And that's what that sounds like, unfortunately.
Okay, so if that's the case,
would it be intermittent like that? I mean, it has the capability to be normal. It'll be normal.
Yeah.
For
a little bit, and then it'll come back. Yes, that's definitely it. Yeah. That's something I was going to ask. Continue. I was going to let you finish saying, but I think that's exactly what I'm thinking. If it's doing like that, your cables may have been bent, something else may have happened, and it'll show up regularly for a while, and then it'll go back to that green. There's definitely something up with your monitor cables inside of it. If that needs to happen, you may have to touch bases with an IT guy or gal to be able to do a little surgery on it to figure out which cables may need to either be fixed or replaced, and sometimes, unfortunately, that surgery can get a little costly. But that I feel confident that will fix your issue.
Okay, and then just really quickly, is there any way to get back those files that I lost, or is it just?
That I don't.
They're not in the trash.
Yeah, if they're not in the trash, and you have a Chromebook, if you've connected them to your Google Drive, because that's what Chromebook uses really for its filing system. If they're connected to Google Drive, potentially you may be able to get them, but without sitting in front of it, you would probably need like an IT guy or gal to dig in and try to find it. I feel like you will if you've connected it to Google Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do have to admit that it's been dropped a time or two, so maybe I did just damage it, but I didn't do that recently.
Yeah, that'll do it, though. That could do it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for your opinion on that. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Cindy. Sorry about that situation. I know it's never good to hear.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thanks for listening to MPB Think Radio and tuning into Everyday Tech this morning. My name is Abram Nanny. I've got Sabir Abdul-Haq here with me. Email your questions or comments to everydaytech@mpbonline.org, where you can attach a picture or screenshots or whatever to help our guys assess your situation. And we actually had an email come in this week that someone had attached a... And I'm struggling right now. Someone had attached an image of their laptop screen.
Okay,
and we were able to help them because
cool.
of that.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we appreciate all our emails, and we've got a caller in right now. Mike in Ridgeland has a problem or a question about wireless internet. So, Mike, what's going on?
Hey. Well, I'm sort of, even though I live right at the edge of Madison and Ridgeland, I'm sort of in an internet desert, I guess. Hmm. I've got AT&T. Well, it started out, they called it U-verse, and it's really just kind of DSL.
Yeah.
But I can't get any other servicers to take care of me. They say it's unavailable in my location.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I don't understand. Even AT&T ran their fiber cable across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
Down, it was the main cable for everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it was going to Bridgewater or something, that subdivision over there.
Okay.
But anyway, there's this 5G wireless internet available just from AT&T. When I checked with Verizon, they say it's not available at my location, which makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And T-Mobile the same way. C-Spire, I can't get. And for some reason or another, Xfinity cannot find my address.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess basically my question is, what do you think about this wireless internet that AT&T has?
Okay.
And others, actually.
So, and we did talk with, we talked with
Director Sally Doty
well, yeah. on a couple episodes ago, talking about broadband equity in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And her office is working tirelessly to try to make sure that we get, you know, broadband democracy across the state. We're going to try to get this going. And her office is working tirelessly to get this going. So shout out to her and her staff.
I heard that episode in I was wondering if there's any way I could contact her just out of curiosity as to what you think's going on.
So if you search for, if you do a search for Beam, B-E-A-M, Mississippi, you will get her agency's office.
Okay.
And they are also on social media. And I know it looks like they live on Twitter or X. They live on X. so that they can, with updates and everything else about what's happening. And they're having a lot of community meetings about this very same issue, right? In terms of making sure that we've got, you know, Mississippians, her office has made sure that, and again, shout out to them, tip of the hat to them. They're trying to make sure that folks are, we're getting as much broadband for, you know, or at least making it so that it's far more available in different areas like yourself. Like you're on the cusp of between two large cities in terms of Ridgeland and Madison. So you would think that you have more access. But my experience with certain telecommunications companies like the one you've named, sometimes you can be within 300 feet, 200 feet, 150 feet. But the magic word is provisioning. If your area has not been provisioned for the type of internet to be able to make it available, unfortunately, you won't be able to get it. So I think that, I mean, there are different things that are out there. I think she told us, like, I think it was like over the summer, there's going to be a sea change in
something
terms of
like
how
that,
things,
yeah.
I think it was like something like that. And I also work with a client of mine out of Georgia. It seems like a lot of like southern states, rural states or whatever. I know Arkansas and Georgia definitely. And from what Sally Doty was saying from her office, there's going to be a sea change in terms of broadband, you know, being able to access high speed internet in rural states like ours come summer. Like there's going to be some big changes. I really wish, to answer your question, I really wish that we could figure out what were some other options. I know at one point Windstream is another company that was talking about coming to Mississippi. We've got, of course, Comcast and Xfinity.
Starlink.
Starlink
is
also
but
with,
that's a
Starlink
big fee.
Starlink has not only it's not super super pricey, but the thing is the waiting period on it.
Okay.
Sometimes you might be waiting for months
right.
to be able to get it, so that
they can get
coverage.
I checked into Starlink, and I thought it was a little on the expensive side.
Yeah, it's a little.
Getting the equipment.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem with that is that you have to basically build your own little setup in your area.
Right.
But if you while you're looking at all that, go to Beam. That's BEAM .ms.gov, and they have a map there that you can look at, and you can type in your zip code and say, is this supported? And if not, you can challenge. If it says it is and it's not, you can challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can inform them, and they'll try to get on top of that.
Yep.
But that is, at least go ahead and get that process started with that while you're looking at everything else.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of this 5G wireless internet?
So,
what do you think?
The bigger, I mean, if it's 5G, I would ask them to be able to. These are specific questions you need to ask them. What is it? They usually provide tiers and tiers, T-I-E-R-S, tiers of like what your service is, what's the expected download speed, what's the expected upload speed, and what's called the latency.
Yeah, I can tell you that their advertisements anyway claim that they get between 75 and 250 megabits per second.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's realistic or not. Do you think that's high?
That's understandable. I'd expect that. I'd expect
megabits,
that. That's what it is. I mean, because when you start saying gigs, that's higher speed, and sometimes that could be higher cost. But I mean, that's fine. The two things you need to ask them specifically is what is the throughput? So that's like the amount of like how fast it will actually imagine like a pipe. Like, you've got water that's coming through it fast enough. But how big is that pipe?
Yeah.
So what is the throughput that's available? And also ask them what is the expected latency? The higher the the higher the latency. Like if you start getting too close to like 40s, like mid 40s in terms, it's measured in milliseconds. But the higher that latency is, it's going to, that also will decimate your internet connectivity. It'll make things kind of really run slow. But if you've got like my home network is cruising at 19 milliseconds. My workspace is cruising at 15 milliseconds. So, I mean, so it's, that's just, you know, but I know what I'm doing. And then of course my job knows what they're doing too, in terms of the data spine for the state. We're going to do things to make the network as clean as possible. Latency is always, people always sing it. Oh, it's got, this is 75 to 250. Ask that magic question about latency. Whoever you're talking to on the phone is going to have their eyebrows raised because you are an informed person. You want, the important thing is, what is your latency? And the closer it gets to 45 and 50 milliseconds, that you don't want that. You want it. You want it. Ideally, a really clean network is single digits. But if you're able to, and you can test that, if they're telling you, you can see what you're on now, you go to speedtest.net. Again, that's speedtest.net. Right. And then tap the, tell it to hit go. And the first number, as it's going, it'll say download, upload, but right below it, it'll say jitter. And it's going to be a number. Hopefully it's going to be two digits or lower. If what you're looking at is three digits or higher, you need to start looking at for another service, or you need to fuss at them and tell them y'all need to get something right. Step your game up. So, yeah. But I mean, the fact, no one thinks to ask latency. They're always trying to sell people on upload and download speeds. But the important thing is latency.
Latency is generally what you deal with as far as internet speed.
Correct.
More often that's what you're dealing
with. But marketing won't tell you that. They're going to tell you, oh yeah, your download speed is this. Yeah. And they're always going to tell you, we have 99.99 uptime, which means that 99.99% uptime. They'll tell you that. Good. What is the latency? They're going to be like, so you're informed. So you always want something, and I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell listening audience, when you're shopping for internet for your home and your office, always have the conversation about latency. And if they can't tell you that answer, ask to speak to someone who can.
And wireless will always be slower than a wired connection.
Correct. Wired connection will always be faster. Very good. The fidelity on wireless is going to be less. Like sometimes up to 80 and 20%. Between 20 and 80%, usually like 80% less than if you were to do like what we call a hard line or Ethernet connection. Yep. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Cool, bro.
All right. Appreciate you, Mike.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one. We always love to hear. You know, I always love to have a little bit of input here. I've got something, I like to say it a little bit.
You did great, man.
Jermaine's back there shaking her head. Yes, she knows. Yeah. She's on the mechanic show, so she knows.
Yeah, Jermaine is always, that's right. And that's good.
Abram, you sounded like a pro.
This is definitely a professional. That's what's
Let's
up.
Let's go.
Look at you, IT professional. That's right. Let me go and give you part of my paycheck.
Baby IT. Baby IT.
Yeah. That's the host position for
you. Hey, that's what's up.
So let's go on to our next question. We have Alice in Macomb, who has, I believe, a telephone-related question.
Okay.
So when I say telephone, Alice, is that a landline you still got, or is that a cell phone that you're carrying around?
No, it's the flip telephone.
I gotcha.
Okay. What you got?
I'm wondering why... I can hear the other person can hear me sometime, and I can't hear them, and I just get to talking crazy. Then when they come on, they start laughing because they hear everything I said, but sometimes I don't hear them. I walk it all over the house. Could you hear me now? But they be hearing me, but I don't be hearing them.
Miss Alice, me and my mama have the same issue every day. We have the same issue, Miss Alice, and she tells me she can't hear me, but I can't hear her. And then we're still connected for some reason. We're still on the phone with each other, but she can hear everything I'm telling her, but I can't hear her.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
and I be going all over the house. You hear me? Do you hear me now? After a while, I hear them, and they be laughing because they hear everything I say.
Is this problem, are you having it right now with us?
Oh, no. I'm standing right here in my door looking at
So, I mean, the only thing I can think about, if they're not able to hear you, let me ask you this. Do you speak to folks sometimes with your, do you speak with your speakerphone, or do you usually?
Yeah, I got I can hear pretty good on my speakerphone.
I got you. So here's the unfortunate trade-off with that, because sometimes, and usually it's reverse for folks that use their speakerphone a lot, because if you have your speakerphone a lot, or if it was a regular smartphone, you said you had a flip phone, but sometimes that microphone, the microphone is going to be at the bottom of your phone, and then the speakerphone is like right there by your head. Sometimes the two of them will cancel out. So it's what you're telling me is different. They can hear you fine, but you can't hear them. I'm not familiar with your brand. I'm not familiar with the type of phone you have. But
I think I see 4G up there. 4G
is going to be, that's the connection type, but that's not the brand. And again, my concern is if you were to try to, and I know sometimes people don't like keeping their phone next to the ear, and I understand that, but if you were to either get one of those wireless ones, if your phone is a smartphone that can do like one of the you can get like a headset to put it in, I'm betting that's going to help you. Like either a wireless or a regular headset that you can plug up to your phone. That way you can keep your phone like in your pocket while you're talking with your friends and family. But I'm betting that speakerphone might have something to do with
it. Yes, so Miss Alice, that's like a wired headphone, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get a wired headphone or you can get a wireless headphone and then you can attach it and maybe knock some of that out. But Miss Alice, when Sabir asked you, do you happen to use your speakerphone a lot when you talk to everybody?
Oh yeah, so I can hear it good. And this is AT&T.
Yeah, I got you.
Miss Alice, now when you use that speakerphone when you talking to everybody, do you usually have your TV on in the background?
I ain't got no TV.
Okay.
Do you usually have any? Do you have any music?
I ain't had no TV since 2018.
Miss Alice, do you usually have some music playing in the background when you talking to people on the phone?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you've got that music turned up, you know, if you're talking on that speakerphone and you've got that music turned up, what's going to happen is that music is going to beat out that other person trying to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to turn
it down.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have it loud. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn it down.
That's the only thing. I know my mom, she likes to watch TV when I talk to her, and she likes to do it with the speakerphone on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fighting with the TV, and that's what I tell her all the time. You've got to mute the TV so I don't have to fight for the speaker space.
I'm talking to y'all now, but do you hear my radio back, y'all? It ain't loud, okay, though, but y'all still hear me, and we still talk.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
True. That's true.
We
that's
got
true.
A good connection.
Yeah, great connection. I would recommend that speaker. I think that speakerphone is going to be the issue. Or, like, you can go, like, to, you know, like a store near you, a Dollar General, a Walmart, whatnot, and get you a little inexpensive, like a headset, a wired headset, and plug it directly into your phone. And then I bet you it's going to be night and day. I think it's going to be night and day in terms of
eating.
Ma'am,
say that again.
Get a little wired head, like headphones. You know, like how you have headphones, like you're listening to it. If you were to get something, but make sure it's got a microphone on it. You may need to talk with one of the folks there and say, hey, and let them know what you're trying to do. Like, hey, I'm trying to get a headset, something so I can talk to my friends on my phone through my headset. And then it also gives you privacy in your ears, right? So if you're at the grocery store or, you know, hanging out at a function or whatever, you can be able to have privacy. You can put your ears in, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Put your ears on in, put your headphones on your ear, and then that way you can have your conversation. But you want to make sure
You ain't talking about the head thing, that the phone that you use for your music, your CD, and yeah, all that's the kind you talking about.
Well, it's like that, but it's got a separate component that comes. It's got something else that comes with it, which is a microphone, so you can talk. Because if you just plug just the headset on, you can hear, but they won't be able to hear you because
right.
there's no microphone. So that's why I was recommending. Those things are, you know, really inexpensive. I expect less than $15. You can get a decent one from Walmart, Dollar General, or something like that. Go ahead and get one, plug it into your phone, and then that way I bet you can hear them, and I bet you they can hear you as well.
And loud and clear, won't
yes, I, that's what
right,
I'm expecting.
That's the plan.
That's what I'm expecting.
All right. Thank you, Miss Alice.
I appreciate it. Yes. I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much. Have a wonderful day.
You take care.
You too. All right. Well, that is always fun to yeah. to look back on, like a flip phone problem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's an interesting question.
But they still have flip phones now that are like they're part smartphone, but they're still flip right, phones. Correct, they still got correct. Them. Yeah, my correct, good, my yeah. good friend's dad has one. Yeah.
I had a flip phone for longer than most of the people at my school.
I guess.
Like we didn't get smartphones. I think my first smartphone was an iPhone 5. Mm. So that was. I was the loser at school because I had the flip phone.
Congratulations, Abram. You just made me and Jermaine feel old because I had a pager before I had an iPhone. Like, so that's, and not a sidekick.
I had a flip phone, but it wasn't a real one. You know, right. That bottom piece was just a faux plastic piece to redirect the sound.
Yes.
But I had the Ericsson.
That's correct. See?
With the antenna that you pulled out the top.
We're blowing your mind right now.
Nah, not
we're
heard
blowing
this.
Your mind out. Because it's a plastic piece. There was no microphone on the plastic
no,
piece.
No, there was
none.
It was meant to protect the keypad and possibly redirect sound.
That's it. Huh. Yep. The microphone was just below the keypad.
Yeah. And it was just a plastic piece, and you flipped it out, but it wasn't a real flip phone.
And you had to pull out the antenna.
Yeah, and you had to pull out the antenna.
I'm so serious.
I think I've seen those on TV.
Yes, I had one. My dad came home. It was my Christmas present one
yes,
year.
Indeed. Yes,
that's
indeed.
Funny.
And I was doing it, though. I
that's
was doing it.
It. That's it.
But then I went to school, and then I saw everybody with the Nokia, mm-hmm. with the changeable
the
face.
The changeable face
and
the
like,
lights.
What did my dad get? Me.
They had the lights on the back of the phone.
Yeah,
and
I had the plain black Ericsson.
And you felt betrayed.
I did.
Yeah. And then you get the Nokia phone ring would go off mm-hmm. and it'd be stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Yeah. But Snake was the best.
Snake was the best. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Playing Snake.
We're glad you found our show Everyday Tech on MPB Think Radio. This is Abram Naney still here with Sabir Abdul-Haq, who's ready to answer your questions. Email us at everydaytech@mpbonline.org. And I said Sabir is here to answer your questions. We actually had Jermaine answer a
That's
couple
right.
questions as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing
I
good
am
today.
Not an IT tech.
We're versatile today.
That's it. We're super versatile. That's
right.
All right. So what is popular on the top streaming services right now? Hmm. Well, as of today, April 24th, 2024, mm-hmm. here's what we've got. So on Netflix, the sequel movie Rebel Moon Part 2 tops the movie charts with Baby Reindeer as the number one show.
Yes, indeed.
You had a reaction to that one.
I haven't seen season one. I've been trying to catch that. I mean, want to catch it. I'm definitely, that's what's up.
Rebel I haven't. Moon. Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not interested in it.
I'm going to check. I'm just curious. I'm just fascinated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, HBO sees the movie War for the Planet of the Apes take the number one spot. And Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on top of the shows.
Okay.
Disney Plus top movie somehow is Star Wars The Last Jedi.
How?
I don't know. It's been out for years. I don't know why it became number one right now.
How did it beat out X-Men 97? I need to understand
that. Well, that's the show.
Okay. That's the movie. Okay, you don't know.
Number one show is Bluey.
Yeah, we had that conversation before. I'm like, man, Bluey is not more important than X-Men. No,
people love Bluey, man. Like, even parents love turning Bluey on.
Yeah,
and I believe Bluey just released their last episode.
So now X-Men 97 can be next year.
Next week, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bluey had a really sad ending.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just... Bluey's apparently a very emotional show somehow.
And it's funny that you mentioned that because we did a team building exercise where my coworker pulled out a Bluey puzzle.
Okay.
So we did that like not even 2 weeks ago. Like
interesting.
Well, the last time we were talking about Bluey, we did it that week before. So it might have been, that was probably almost a month ago, actually. Now I think about it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But yeah, man, shout out to Bluey, man.
Yeah, Bluey's been on top for like weeks.
Clearly running it.
Yeah.
Yes,
so man. Amazon Prime's number one movie sees the Roadhouse remake remain.
Oh, man.
With Fallout, the video game adaptation that debuted a couple weeks ago, topping the show charts.
I believe that. I definitely believe that.
Yeah, which makes me really excited, honestly.
I have not watched an episode yet, especially because I have such... I don't know. I'm stuck on Parrish and I'm stuck on Shogun right now.
That is next up for me and my wife is Fallout.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably have to watch Shogun myself.
Shogun is good.
Yeah.
Shogun is really well done.
I need to watch it. I saw the FX guy said that it was like the best thing that they've ever done.
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's really good. Yeah. It's, okay. But I would not put it the best. Top five, definitely.
All right. Bob Marley, One Love, and SpongeBob SquarePants topped the movie and show charts, respectively, on Paramount Plus.
Nice.
And those are the same two that were on top last week.
That's right. Yes.
And then here, the number one movie and show on Hulu are The Greatest Hits and Shogun.
Shogun.
There's Shogun right there.
Man, you've never seen drama, politics, and intrigue stretch out. like the way it does. You're like, wait a minute, what's about to happen now? Oh my god.
Yeah,
it's really good writing on show. I'm talking about Shogun, but yeah.
Yeah,
that is awesome. That is really good. Those are the best ones
that's top 10 as of today.
Now,
I checked yesterday. I'm guessing Shogun drops episodes on Tuesday nights.
Yeah,
okay. So I checked at the end of the day yesterday and Shogun was like number 3. This is a day by day thing, so gotcha. Probably as we keep doing this, it'll probably just be Shogun every week on Hulu.
Well, this is the last episode, okay. Or the next to the last episode, because this is episode 9 that just dropped Tuesday. So yeah, this is
okay.
So, and I think it's either 9 episodes or 10 episodes. But yeah, it's really good.
I need to watch it. So that is what people in the U.S. are streaming right now, according to FlixPatrol.com.
Nice.
Like I said, personally, I'm happy to see the Shogun and Fallout series doing well.
Yeah.
And despite I haven't watched any of them, any of either of them yet.
That's cool. My wife and I, we binged watched and caught up with the AMC Plus show called Parish.
Okay.
And it's based off of the UK book called Driver. But it operates out of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It's really captivating writing.
Yeah, we my wife and I just finished watching Titans. The Max show.
The HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Teen Titans. Teen Titans,
I remember.
But they're growing up. And
yeah.
They are, it's formerly Robin.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
And Starfire and all those.
They did do one for Doom Patrol.
Yes,
they
did
one for Doom Patrol after Titans. It was like following, of course, the same canon under DC. I've stopped watching it because I don't like how they've kind of nerfed Raven. Raven is one of my favorite characters in all of DC.
Okay.
Beast Boy is well done. Robin is really well done.
Yes.
The actress that's doing Starfire is exceptional. But I just don't like how they kind of dwarfed Raven, in my opinion.
Raven, as far as comics and stuff goes, she's way more powerful.
She's super powerful. She's the big gun. She's one of the big guns. When you go ahead and look at it, we're just talking, of course, these are the DC characters by the same name in Titans, named after Teen Titans, which were the some of the same sidekicks and everything. I wish they would. They need to get Cyborg in there. I'm surprised they didn't do that. But
Cyborg was in Doom Patrol.
Okay. Well, no. I'm talking about Cyborg. That used to be Vic Stone. That used to be the football player. But they also got him as Justice League. So never mind.
Okay.
That makes sense. They got him in Justice League. So maybe
That's right.
Yeah. Wild stuff.
Well, yeah. That's what's streaming right now. So if you are interested in finding that out, there's other sites on there. That I haven't included, like the iTunes charts.
Yeah.
Those are typically purchases and not subscription based. So I kind of go with the main subscription base. So if you were looking for anything else on there, go to flixpatrol.com.
And shout out to you, because we have our conversations offline when you're always bringing up where we are in terms of the charts, in terms of everyday tech. So thanks to our listening base. Thanks for MPB for allowing this show to continue doing what we're doing and everything. So thank y'all for listening in and asking us, blowing up the lines and asking your tech questions.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we were able to answer some questions for some folks. And
yeah. We were able to fill all but like 3 minutes with tech questions and stuff.
Yes, indeed.
So now I guess we'll just talk about, like what I said at the beginning was the most popular mobile games.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just kind of run through them. Is that the first one was Candy Crush Saga.
Of course.
Number one game of all time. 500 million players
God
at one point.
Bless.
So yeah,
indeed.
Second is Call of Duty Mobile.
I've played that actually.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
Yeah. I had a buddy that played it like routinely at work.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I never got into it myself. The third is Among Us. Oh, which that actually makes me really happy to hear that. I loved Among Us.
I love Among Us.
Yeah.
I love it. It's one of the few games my son and I get on, and we're always, he's like, no, I'm not the imposter. And then the next thing I know, he's killed me. So, right. Yeah. Like that, I'm just talking about. So, yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Which that genre is now called, it's called social deduction gaming.
Interesting. Which it has I think a genre
that,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. So there's that. I think there's like a Werewolf by Night or something like that.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of that.
Or One Night Werewolf, mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that.
Gotcha.
Where you can do something similar to that. But that nice. That is, Among Us is definitely the most successful of those, that genre.
I know what you're talking about.
4 is a game called Mini World.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never heard about this until I was looking at this list.
Nice.
Because it is a it was made and copyrighted in China.
Mm.
So it is actually very well it's so guess what game this is similar to based off of the description that
what's the name of it?
Mini World.
Okay.
It's called a block art sandbox game about adventure and creation.
Oh my god. Minecraft?
Yep. God yep, it's a Minecraft type of game.
Yes indeed.
So yeah.
That's wild.
That is the Chinese mobile
nice
Minecraft type game. And you can get that in America. It just happens I had never heard of it.
The number 3, was that Wolf Among Us? That might have been what you was it
no,
Wolf?
No, just Among Us.
Oh no, it's called the Wolf game you were talking about. That's a deductive game.
Oh no, I know what you're talking
that's,
about.
That's the
I know
other what you're one talking that's based about, on the fairy tales and everything.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is so good.
I need to play that.
Oh my god, that's so good. It's yeah. so good. Yeah.
Oh, I have huge news.
What's up?
For you. I bought a PlayStation.
You're a good person.
I bought a PlayStation Monday.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I'm so excited about
it. Round of applause. Yes, indeed. We got to get on some Last of Us, bro.
We do. We need to. I need to hop on Last of Us. I need to. I was going to actually wanted to play Wolf Among Us the other day.
Wolf Among Us.
That's what brought it up to my head, but it's only PlayStation.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Cool. But I bought that, and I'm going to play Mortal Kombat and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to be good to go.
I'm so excited about it. So, 5th, I guess we'll just close off with this 5th one. It is Sonic Dash.
Sonic Dash goes hard.
I've never heard of it.
It goes hard. It is beating Subway Surfer because it's Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah,
it's got the title
yes,
for
indeed.
It.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, those are the top 5 games that we were able to get through.
Cool beans.
The most popular games. There's, of course, also, like we said, Subway Surfers, FIFA Mobile, Marvel Avengers Alliance, Angry Birds, Clash Royale, all those games that are huge mm-hmm. that are just mm-hmm. never made it to the top 10.
Yeah.
But that is going to wrap us up for the day. Thanks, Sabir, for helping myself and our callers out. And actually, Jermaine, too.
Yeah, Jermaine.
If you missed any of the show, make sure you listen back to it on your favorite podcasting app or download the MPB Public Media app. Everyday Tech is brought to you by Mississippi Public Broadcasting Think Radio and generous contributions from listeners. Our show today was engineered by Jermaine Flood. Call screener was Will Pickering. I've been your host, Abram Naney, also the podcast producer. Thank you for tuning in. Up next is Dr. Jimmy Stewart with the original Southern Remedy. We'll be back next Wednesday morning at 10 right here on MPB Think Radio.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.